Teachers, parents, and students gathered yesterday at Edgewater Elementary School to kick off a campaign to pass a Healthy School Meals for All ballot measures. The initiative is asking Colorado voters to fund free school lunches for all public school students, something that the federal government funded throughout the pandemic until the program expired June 30th. Sandra Kaschub, a school food and nutrition worker at the rally, says feeding kids is about investing in their future and in the community's future.
It's a values thing, and it's about who are we investing in? What are we doing with our taxpayer dollars? And it's not good. It's creating this almost kind of class kind of split between our student populations, and kids don't need that. You know, kids just need to go to school and learn and be supported. They don't need to bring all that weird politics into their education.
Wildlife advocates are suing the federal government for failing to reach a decision over a vulnerable gray wolf population across the northern U.S. Rocky Mountains. The final decision on whether or not to enforce protections of the rehabilitated gray wolves along the Rocky Mountains was due June 1st. The Colorado Sun wrote, "Wolves were exterminated across most of the U.S. by the 1930s under government-sponsored poisoning and trapping campaigns. They were reintroduced from Canada into the northern U.S. Rockies in the 1990s. However, since then, there's been a trend in Republican states where a higher percentage of wolves are being killed during hunting season. The protection that would have been put in place if the government had decided in favor would have implemented more restrictions on hunters. There's been no reported date of the lawsuit so far." The Colorado staple, Casa Bonita, is not only reopening, it's getting a makeover. The city of Lakewood attained the plans and permits for the restaurant's internal work and facelift. According to 9 News, Westward was the first media outlet to break the news that South Park creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker were buying the restaurant for $3.1 million. But these documents reveal the new owners are spending at least 4 times as much on renovations and upgrades. The two bought Casa Bonita on September 27th and have since retained the permits for renovations. The original restaurant has been around since 1974 and widely known amongst Coloradans. There's been no reported slated date for the reopening. The Boulder Rotary Club is looking for nominees for the 2022 Jim Swaybe Peace Award. According to the Daily Camera, a nominee has to live or work in Boulder County or for an organization based in Boulder County, make a significant contribution of building a culture of peace in the community or throughout the world, exemplify the life of Jim Swaybe, and the Rotary's commitment to peace. The winner will have their name and their organization name inscribed in a plaque to be placed in a prominent position for the community to see, the Rotary said in a news release. The North Boulder Recreation Center pool won't reopen until August 22nd because the delivery of a necessary chemical has been delayed. To stay updated, check Boulder Parks and Rec online schedule. It's expected to be hot and sunny across the Front Range today, as there's supposed to be a high of 90 and a low of 62 in Boulder, a high of 95 and a low of 68 in Fort Collins, and in Denver, a high of 95 and a low of 68. Outside the Boulder studio, it's 64 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damari.